Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat, and I am in the hood. I got corn in a cup, and I got some sandilla con limón y sal y chile, and I'm driving down memory lane. I will say I am not being naughty when I'm down here in the hood, even though I'm not being naughty. So be proud of me. I really had a hankering for some elote in el vasa. I think that's what it is. And I talked to the owner, and he said to me, he goes, "You look familiar." And I said, I told him how he knew me, and what else? We talked, and a lot of political stuff in the city. Ay, Dios. Sorry, I'm snapping my neck looking at stuff I shouldn't be looking at. Anyway, I went to see my former boss and fill out an application at her new company, well, the company she's at, so that I can start working for her. Because, you know, tomorrow's my last day at my other job. And, oh my God, this is so good. Corn in a cup. Oh, sorry. Corn in a cup is like, you know, get, food from the gods. Right up there with bacon. Anyway, sorry I'm talking with my waffle. There's nothing better than elote, corn with lots and lots of butter, con sal and mantequilla, and chile. Ay, corn along with water. Food of life. No, anyway. Hopefully I'll get the job. I'm pretty sure. She told me if I wanted it, it was mine. I still have to go back to work tonight. Because the residents are going on an outing. And I'll go shopping while they're out doing their little outing, and what else? Then tomorrow is ladies' breakfast. I should be really fatter than what I am with all this eatings and stuff. Ay. And it's kind of warm. It wasn't supposed to be humid, but it's getting warm. If you're standing out in the sun, and I was standing out in the sun, waiting for. Oh, and then you can also get. From the elote man, you can get, I forgot what they're called, but they're like Mexican potato chips. They look like little wheels with spokes, and you put chile on them and lime, and they're very messy to eat. I particularly don't like them. And you can also get homemade snow cones. And we were talking, the owner of the cart, we were talking, and about Mexico, and he was saying that he wants to move back to San Antonio, but he owes money on his carts, and how, you know, the city kind of picks on him, which I know, because my mom worked for the city hall, and I worked for the city government, too, so I know they were giving him a hard time, and he just said this town has really... My hometown has really gotten bad, and he's been here 17 years, and he said he can see that it's gone downhill fairly quickly. So I am kind of glad that my man-child is moving at the end of the month to Tejas. It's really close to Mexico, you know, where the Beaners live. But anyway, what else? Trying to think. I'm just rambling. Anyway, I'm gonna get off of here and eat my corn in a cup. My little piece of heaven, self-indulgence, and vices or whatever, you know, it's just delish. Anyways, peep. Okay, so the question is, what is your opinion on medical experiments that involve humans as subjects that something is being tested on? What kind of experiments can be considered a human torture and why?
So this thing is human torture. It's not like they just take people off the streets and like, hey, you're going to do this now. No, it's a good place and a good way of getting homeless and addicts off the street. So I'm in full support of that. Because bums, gross, they get in my way. And it just gives people who can't afford cars and lives things to do. Hmm.